me that there was a possibility with the acquisitions that you might back to the wing. It's something that you guys have played with before, obviously, in the playoffs. What's it like for you to have him out there?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's nice knowing that on both sides of the ice we have someone that's pretty capable in the circle. And he's such a solid two-way player. I think he's got a lot of finish in the offensive zone, but his reads in the defensive zone, he's so good at supporting the puck, and he always seems to make the right play. So he's a real easy player to play with.
Trying to get things back on track, Adam. What's been the thing that stood out to you most when you look at the adversity that you guys faced in February?
I think it's just kind of defending a little better. I think our goaltending has played really well for us, and we've given up a lot of high quality chances and a lot of high quality opportunities in some dangerous areas. And I think it's going to be important that we kind of get back to being desperate defensively and just really defending and keeping them to the outside. I think when we've had our success, in the past, it's been trying to limit those chances. And if they get the one shot, they're not getting the second and third opportunities. I think for the most part against the Wild, we did that, and they scored the two late goals, but you give up a lot of shots. I don't think there was a ton of crazy high danger ones until they burn us near the end. So it's going to be about playing that desperate defensive hockey the whole way through. You can't have those lapses.
Okay.
No, don't.
Is this stretch, though, Adam, when you guys have 8 straight now that are against teams that are currently in
the league? Oh, we do?
That are currently in, it means top teams, and Nashville obviously for tomorrow with only 1 point separating you guys. Important is this stretch coming up to be able to get back to kind of Jets hockey?
Well, it's extremely important. It's important that we start getting wins. There's a lot of teams that have gone on runs below us, and now they've really tightened the gap, and fighting for that division lead home ice is so important in the playoffs. And we want to get ahead of Nashville, and these next 8 games, they're all against real quality teams. I think it's an excellent primer. We tend to play our best hockey against really good teams, so hopefully that trend continues, and we can get on a roll. We're not looking at trying to win all 8 straight, but we're not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves. We're going to try and go into the game tomorrow and get some confidence back in our game, and I think kind of just keep building each game. And whether we win or lose, it's kind of more the goal of getting our game back in a spot where we're happy with it, and a spot where we know on any given night or in any series that it's good enough to win. And I think that's our team's goal using this next little stretch for sure.
Is there a switch you can kind of flip now at this time of year? Okay, let's get serious.
I don't think there's a switch where we're going to be like, okay, well, drop the puck, now the playoffs are. We're going to turn it up. We're trying to get geared up, and we're trying to get primed. The other teams are playing good hockey against us, and it's going to be important. We find a way to take that next step as a team and then find that next level individually as well.
Nashville's a bit like you guys in the same boat, isn't it? A bit behind last year's pace, and Vegas too. Is there a common denominator, you think?
There's a lot of good teams. It's hard to win any given night, so I think the paces we were all on last year, it's hard to duplicate. You might be saying the same thing to Tampa next year. They're probably not going to repeat a 140 point or 135 point pace season. So I just think the parity in this league is so good that you've seen it. Any team can beat any team. I think it's tough to win and to go on streaks in this league, so I think that has something to do with maybe the change in pace.
Yeah. Adam, is there anything to the energy that the new guys coming in, like a large group of new guys here, that could add energy to whatever situation is going on here right now?
It's just always nice to have new faces in here. I think Kevin really and Pear up front, they add to our depth, and they add a different dynamic to the room. You kind of have to get to know them, and everyone seemed a little nervous at the start of practice today. But as it continues and kind of they get acclimatized to our group, I think it's going to be good. They're extremely skilled players up front, and the depth on the back end that we've added as well is not only, it's just going to help us moving forward.